With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Journal says Tesla's current troubles can be traced to two decisions by CEO Elon Musk in 2016 when the stock market was tumbling.
Elon Musk told investors in the first quarter, 2016, that the Model 3 was set to be the biggest consumer launch ever. And a few months later, in the next shareholder letter, we learned that they have finally completed the design of this car.
More on the story from the Wall Street Journal's Charlie Grant in a moment. First, some top news headlines. The family of Senator John McCain says the Arizona Republican will discontinue treatment for brain cancer. Senator McCain was diagnosed with glioblastoma last summer, and his family said in a statement that the disease has progressed. Mr. McCain had been away from the Senate for months so he could receive treatment in Arizona. The legal pressure on President Trump escalated Friday. Sources say Alan Weisselberg, President Trump's longtime financial gatekeeper, was granted immunity by federal prosecutors for providing information about Michael Cohen in the criminal investigation into hush money payments for two women during the 2016 presidential campaign. Mr. Weisselberg, who is chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, was called to testify before a federal grand jury in the investigation earlier this year, according to the Wall Street Journal. For the latest developments, click on our website, WSJ.com. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell spoke Friday at the annual Jackson Hole Symposium in Wyoming. Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Davidson said Powell, in his speech, defended the Fed's strategy of gradually raising short-term interest rates.
Fed Chairman Powell talked about this neutral rate where the Fed policymakers want to get interest rates to a level where the economy is neither growing nor slowing down. That's called the neutral rate. And one of the things that he talked about in his speech is that that rate, it's very imprecise. Officials don't exactly know where it is. And so that's one of the reasons why he said it's important to kind of move slowly while they're continuing to look for potential signs of overheating.
President Trump recently criticized the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes. Still ahead, some moves Elon Musk made in 2016 and the impact that they've had on Tesla. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has been in the news recently because of his tweets, rants, and interviews regarding himself and the company. It comes as Tesla struggles with cash problems and its attempts to ramp up production of the Model 3 electric-powered sedan. But Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Charlie Grant says Tesla's troubles are tied not to more recent developments, but to two decisions Musk made back in 2016. Charlie joins us in our studio. Charlie, a lot has happened with Tesla in 2 years. You point out in your article at WSJ.com that Tesla was on solid footing financially back in 2016.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't make any money making their cars, but their balance sheet, i.e. what you owe long-term to your suppliers, bondholders, and other stakeholders, was much cleaner than what we see today. And Tesla had its financing in much better control back then.
You say that two moves Musk made led to financial problems and the current investigations by the Securities and Exchange Commission. What did he do?
Well, we know one aspect of the SEC investigation is looking into Tesla's communications around the Model 3. And when you go back and read the shareholder letters that are official 8K filings with the SEC, they're pretty extraordinary. Elon Musk told investors in the first quarter results of 2016, this came out back in May of that year, that the Model 3 was set to be the biggest consumer launch ever, consumer product of any sort. And a few months later, in the next shareholder letter, we learned that they have finally completed the design of this car.
Right.
So, I mean, the car coming before the horse in a big way here. So, you know, the excitement around that certainly helps the stock. It did wonders for their valuation. But now those issues are coming back to roost because the Model 3 launch has been much more problematic than the company had communicated back then. And they are hitting production numbers that are good and improving, but nowhere close to what investors had been promised.
But they seem to have been wildly optimistic. Mr. Musk said back then he expected Tesla, according to what you write, would make 100,000 to 200,000 3,000 Model 3s in the second half of 2017, sending Tesla shares up in the following year. And how many?
4,000. And so there is a safe harbor for communicating about the future because no one knows for sure what the future holds. But you don't see a company miss by this much in terms of what they're going to do in not that long term of a time frame. So the miss was always very shocking to me. And then recently we've learned that regulators are looking into that.
And didn't Musk's Tesla production forecasts end up saddling the company with a lot of debt?
Yeah, because they took out $1.8 billion back in August 2017 to finance this thing. And those bonds trade at less than 90 cents on the dollar a year into issuance.
And the same thing happened with the move to absorb SolarCity, which was the solar panel making company that Tesla acquired, and the move was made to absorb SolarCity into the rest of the company.
That's right. Elon Musk was the chairman, still is, was the chairman of SolarCity and the largest shareholder, and was, of course, the chairman of Tesla and the largest shareholder there. That deal got a lot of criticism, including from Heard on the Street. And while investors were happy to see it closed because the aura of Mr. Musk never failing, don't bet against Elon is something you always hear, that aura would have been pierced if SolarCity had been allowed to fail, which many thought they might at that time. And so Tesla averted that, but now there's an extra $3 billion on their balance sheet in debt that they really don't seem to have much of a plan to pay back.
Talk about Tesla's financial problems briefly. They're on the hook for a lot of money. I understand that as far as cash on hand right now, it's about $2.2 billion, but that's basically dwarfed by their debt considerations.
That's right. Yeah, they had $2.2 billion in cash as of the end of June 30th, and they had $3 billion in accounts payable, i.e. what you owe suppliers, including capitalized leases. They're about $11.5 billion in long-term debt, and they burn a lot of cash. They've burned $1.8 billion in the first 6 months of the year. So where is this money going to come from? That's the elephant in the room.
And you point out in your article, Tesla suppliers are starting to worry about being paid what they're owed. And
our colleagues reported that last week.
And right around this time, Musk's frustration came to a point where he basically tweeted about the possibility or the desire to take Tesla private. And those communiques, as well as, you know, the forecast for the Tesla production, have them under scrutiny by the SEC. And Musk felt he had to point out in a statement that, you know, Tesla was not going bankrupt. So this is sort of coming to a head.
You don't hear from companies where things are going well that they're not going bankrupt. That's just unheard of. So, I mean, the market did not react much in terms of affecting the stock price, but I have a different opinion of that statement.
Charlie, what moves could Tesla make to get out of its current financial mess or to start to get out of its current financial problems?
Well, the main thing they have to worry about are convertible bonds that are due in November and March. In total, it's about $1.3 billion that they owe. Now, there are things you can do about it. They don't necessarily have to fork over all of that cash right away. Because the debt is convertible, you can convince those holders maybe to take stock instead of paying back in cash. That would not solve all of Tesla's problems, but would certainly give them a few more months to figure out, you know, a longer term business plan to pay back this money. You could also just issue new converts in place of the old ones called a roll, basically. And basically, then your creditors are saying, OK, you can pay me back at whatever date they agree to. So there are things Tesla can do. This is not necessarily the end of the road. But it's time for them to start making some tough choices, and it's time for their shareholders to acknowledge some realities that they've chosen not to up to this point.
Couldn't it also scale back production forecasts for the Model 3 to a more realistic level so they could conceivably turn a profit?
I think so. I think that would be better for their financials, and also I think it would get their culture of setting – their culture needs to change to start setting goals they can actually meet, and that would be a much welcome step, in my humble opinion.
Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Charlie Grant. Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.